She never wanted, never hunted for a match. She knows it's lonely, living only for the catch. But oh, 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 she's a liar. She's got a lot, she's got a lot in that heart called desire.
Scholastic Audio presents The Game of Love and Death by Martha Brokenbro, read by Susan Hanfield. Chapter 1, Friday, February 13th, 1920. The figure in the fine gray suit materialized in the nursery and stood over the sleeping infant, inhaling the sweet, milky night air. He could have taken any form, really. A sparrow, a snowy owl, even a common housefly. Although he often traveled the world on wings, for this work, he always preferred a human guise. Standing beneath a leaded glass window, the visitor, who was known as Love, removed a small, pearl-headed pin from his tie and pricked his finger. A bead of blood rose and caught the reflection of the slice of moon that hung low in the late winter sky.